So, early this morning, I'm gonna let Danelle, if you'd like, talk about it. Danelle's in charge of making all those transportation arrangements. So the university is assisting financially with all the arrangements on all transportation. And Danelle's organizing that logistically. We've been gathering the information from students. We had sign-up sheets last night. We'll have more sign-up sheets today.
Because I've had students call me.
Come to the 3:00 meeting, okay? But we're organizing and centralizing and pushing them on, and Danelle's in charge.
Okay.
Okay, so after we met this morning, we categorized how many flights we're gonna need, how many people needed ground transportation. So we're starting to organize all of that. We've got that all ready to go. At this point right now, we thought, and I don't know, we have to get approval from up above. Our thinking is paying the government rate of mileage, but not necessarily paying it through cash or check. It would be getting gas cards. So we thought it would be easier if we did it that way. And then any lodging, anyone who is traveling more than 12 hours, we are offering an option to get some lodging for them as well. And then also some food. So we thought it might be easier to use cards on that, just because money, even it's just handling money alone is not really that safe. So so we're working on that. Manny and Tina and I are working on that and getting that organized. We already have it pretty much figured out who needs what, but we're gonna have a lot more of that after 3:00. We are looking at using some of the university services people. If you have a driver's license for government, we're gonna need people to help shuttle students to the airport, and also help with luggage and all that kind of stuff. So we're looking at all of those scenarios as we go along. So just notify Lenora or Janet if you wanna be on the list of people that can assist.